M3WBC, and we've got Kathy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm absolutely okay.
That's excellent. In the run up to Christmas, that would be a good thing.
It would be a good thing. Yep. Mm. So, yep.
Or Hanukkah.
Or Hanukkah.
It's exactly the same time.
Yeah. Or summer solstice.
Or whatever. Let's just go on and on. Shall I Google religions of the world?
And non-religions of the world.
And non-religions of the world.
Yep. Anyway, for whatever it's going to be in Australia, at
we
least,
digress
in Melbourne,
for 34 seconds.
It's
going to
be really, 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 really hot.
And we've had a taste of that this week.
We've
come out of our little comfort zone and realised that we do have a hot summer.
Yep, yep.
And we need to prepare for it. And if you're going away,
which a lot of people will,
yes, then you need to be, if you don't want to come back to grief, it would be a good idea to do a few things.
Yeah,
now.
Do a little bit of prep work over
a
the next couple
of weeks. A little bit of prep work would be good.
So I'm thinking that most people are going to start going away from just before Christmas,
mm.
and they'll come back sort of mid-ish or early January. So you've got about 3 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks there where your garden is basically going to look after itself, or not.
Mm.
So what you do now is a big one to prepare.
It's important. And we only, as you would have known, I mean, from the last couple, what was it? I mean, what did we have? One day at 34, 36, whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever it got to, yeah. A couple of days ago, yeah.
A couple of days ago. And things start to go shoo.
Yep, they fell over really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And
so
pots dry out
really quickly. We only need 2 or 3 weeks of sustain. You know, I mean, we haven't even had that many days over 20, really.
No.
So...
it's been very mild so far, but it will get hot.
So we've had a real spike. So so think about it being hot before you go. So a few things to do, or what I'm going to do in the small patch, because I'm disappearing for a little while, is cut back the wisteria.
Right.
So I'm going to do maintenance things to start with so that things don't get further out of control while I'm away.
Okay, I should have
and
done
then
that
I'm going
6 months
about,
ago.
Yeah.
So you're going to do some maintenance. Yeah.
I'm going to do some maintenance. So I'm going to my wish list for this weekend, and if not next week, is to prune the wisteria to keep it out of the guttering and the spouting and wherever
That's
else
good idea.
It might be. So I'm going to do that. I will tie off the grapevine across the pergola.
Yep.
And trim back any straggly bits. So hopefully it will still take off in every direction, but at least it will have some sort of form. So when I come back, I'll have long leaders across the wires on the pergola and I'll be able to just cut back the offshoots from that. So
and then it'll just bush up and then provide the
shade. Hopefully it'll just bush up and provide the shade for Feb March, which is when we're actually going to need it.
So what about your front yard? I mean, that's really the hottest part of the house, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because the back has become truly north-facing. Not much light. The wish list is to take the parsley seed. The parsley's all gone to seed.
Right.
And somebody tells me it looks messy, so, yeah.
Just make sure you shake it vigorously as you take it out.
Yes, I will shake it vigorously.
To drop a lot more seed back in the ground.
As you may recall from a couple of shows ago, or a couple of, what is it about, it would be a month ago now, I talked about putting strawberry runners into where the parsley
That's
was
right.
coming out from. The parsley hasn't come out yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's that rush and lead up to Christmas, isn't it? And anybody who works themselves as a contractor, or anybody who works as a tradie, they'll tell you that this time of the year is just ridiculous because everybody suddenly realises, oh, I want this done by Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody rings up and goes, can you do this? No, I'm booked out till February. Oh, but I really need it. Well, should have got in a few months ago. Well, but I'll pay you extra. Doesn't matter how much you pay me. I just simply haven't got the time.
I just physically cannot do it.
But can you come in? Can't you come in like Christmas Eve?
Mm.
No, I can't.
No, yeah. I am not.
Yeah, I've worked on Christmas Eve in the past until 7 or 8 o'clock at night trying to get jobs finished.
We
not anymore.
We did an installation in a West a couple of years ago, and we're trying to get it in before Christmas, and it was so stressful and so
Absolutely.
Hard.
Yep.
And in the end, I said to the client, "We can't plant it. I'm just not planting it. I physically don't have the time left." And I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago, and we had an extremely hot January, and she was so grateful that there were no plants in her new garden.
But I've had people who wanted to have landscaping done.
Mm.
And they want it done just before Christmas. Go, mate, we want it to look really good because we're going away.
Right.
Well, who's going to water it every day for the next 4 weeks so that it has to be watered?
Mm.
Well, can't you do that? No, I'm going away. You know, so it's not going to happen, mate. So it's just don't even think about it.
It's just not happening.
So I can understand why the strawberries aren't in yet.
Strawberries aren't in yet.
And I've got bigger problems. I've got bigger problems. I let my place go completely outrageously crazy, and I've got weeds still higher than me. And I've got lots of thistles everywhere now, which I'm going to have to pull out and
ouch.
Turn into weed soup or something, you know. Mm. So, yeah, that's the next job over the next week and a half or so before okay. I go away.
All right.
Or, well, yeah, a bit over a week and a half, is just trying to remove the bigger ones and set up all my pots and all the other stuff so that somebody else, my son's going to actually be watering.
They'll all be in one spot so they can all be easily watered.
And, and in fact, I'm building a little container, just a jewelry container with a bit of plastic and some mesh, some timber, and put all of them in there so that they've actually got a big bath, effectively.
Okay.
Yeah, so as long as, and I'll just chuck a whole heap of mulch and stuff in there and just make it like a water pit.
Okay.
Yeah, so they can still, yeah.
And so they're not going to sit in water?
They won't sit in water necessarily, but they might have water at the bottom of the pot, but the pots are big enough that they can still breathe.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. Well, I won't give you a lecture on that then.
No, I understand that one.
Okay, yeah. All right.
But if they sit in water but the pot's big enough, they won't get waterlogged, but yeah, if the water's halfway up the pot for extended periods of time, that's
that won't matter. No. Yeah. No.
But yeah.
So, okay, irrigation systems. So if you've got an irrigation system, mine are all on battery, which I thought was really good when I first did it. Now I'm thinking, look, we use battery systems all the time because good economically and for a small garden, mm-hmm. they're kind of easy. But you do need to check your battery. So I now tell clients that when they change their smoke alarm batteries, they need to change their timers.
Yep.
But the one thing I will do before we go away is check all the timers and make sure that they're all functioning. So I'm going to run the all the irrigation. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines through this tiny little patch of earth, believe it or not. All of them on battery timers. So actually, no, there's 6.
Great.
So 6, not 6 timers, 6 lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to check. So I'm going to run them all manually, make sure they're all distributing as they should be.
Yep.
And I do know there's a problem at the front on, ironically, on the mains water, where it's barely throwing any water and it's all spray because it's the hard stand for my client's plants. So go through, make sure there's no blockages, everything's running smoothly.
I took the end off my hose the other day, the sprinkler fitting on my hose.
Yes.
And it was, because it didn't seem much coming out of it.
It ants
absolutely, no, not ants, absolutely choppers with cockroaches and bits of leaf
and all
sorts of stuff. And it got in there, obviously, when I'd taken it off to do something else, they crawled in, snap back on, emptied it all out. Oh, I've got a beautiful spray pattern again now.
It's amazing, yes. Yeah, and drip line systems. If you don't have a overflow, what do you call it?
Pressure regulator?
No, the release valve.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You put it in. So if you've got a drip line system, you would normally put but there's a release valve that takes the build-up of water, and so you put it at the lowest point of a drip system. And lets out the excess, which also washes the line out, so it gets rid of all the little bits and
little bugs and everything like that. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And the other thing to do is don't just assume that it's going to work forever. Even when you go away, if you've got the opportunity, get somebody else to just come in every so often.
Someone come in and check it.
Just check it every so often. Yeah. Because you don't notice when you go, oh, that's broken. Okay, I'll just fix that. And then you don't really think about it. But then you're away for 3 weeks and something breaks day 3. And no one's around to check it, then it's all gone.
Yep.
So if you can get somebody just to check it and do something simple, or if you just ring up and say, hey, listen, this isn't working, what do I do? You can make a decision then about whether or not it's worthwhile fixing it. But yeah, come, it's a critical time because it is going to be hot. What else can we do just before Christmas?
What else can we do? Weed,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before they get out of control and before they...
That would have been a good idea 3 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, she should have been weeding from when it did kind of start to warm up, when the soil warmed up a few months ago. Yeah, if you haven't weeded, go out there and just spend a good, depending on how big your patch might be, spend a half hour, a half a day, a half a week.
Yeah, half a week. I think it's going to be closer to a half a week for mine.
Half a month.
No, what I'm going to do is I'll just go through and crash and burn a lot of the stuff. I'll just hit it with a shovel at ground level, just chop it off at ground level. I know it's going to grow back, but at least it won't be as tall.
And it won't self-seed.
Yeah. Mm. So that's the other thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad way to
manage. And then if worse comes to worse, some of the big ones I'll either dig out or otherwise I'll just get some boiling water and pour boiling water over them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice, easy solution.
That works.
Yep.
Yes.
Works pretty well. So, I don't think I'll try and prepare any beds or anything just yet.
No.
But green manure might be a thing.
You put green manure in.
Anytime over the next 2 or 3 months, green manure is going to be another good shot. So.
And if you put that in now, it'll be ready to dig in maybe
when you come back.
Mid-Feb, when you get back. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
It does sound like a plan.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Kath.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We might go for a break.
We'll go for a break.
And come back in the good earth with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be off trekking.
You will be off trekking. Lucky you. Yeah. Star trekking across the universe.
It's really good fun, actually, because when I was in Tassie, I saw Prostanthera, which is native mint.
Okay.
Growing wild. I didn't taste it.
Why not?
Well, it's mint bush, so it's...
Minty?
Yeah. No, I didn't eat it, no. And chocolate lilies, Arthropodiums, growing wild. And the other... No, I didn't. I still remember seeing them growing wild out between Orbost and Marlow.
Yeah.
A few years ago, and I made the boys stop the car so that I could get out and smell have a look, smell the chocolate lilies. And I almost got and I almost got eaten alive by mozzies. So
yeah,
I didn't bother. But the other thing they, which I must research and see if it's a weed or not, because it doesn't make sense that it's native, but it was so prolific on our drive from Launceston through to St Helens, and we went the top way.
Yeah,
was there was pink foxgloves growing everywhere.
Okay. Yeah,
and at first, I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, oh, well, it's kind of rainforesty up here, so that makes sense. And then we got out and had a look at them at one point, and I thought, well, they're foxgloves. That's weird.
Yeah.
But they were just huge. I mean, it looked really pretty.
Yeah, swathes of
foxgloves in the really hot, deep pink.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Yeah, so they look pretty good.
Yeah.
Whether they're supposed to be there or not, I'm not quite sure.
Well, if they've acclimatised now, they're part of the native bush.
Well, I think they'd have a hard time to eradicate them.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, more madness on the good earth.
Okay, on 94.1 FM, 3WBC.
It is 3WBC as well. Bye.
Bye.